Drive by Daniel H. Pink. In Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, Daniel H. Pink challenges long-held assumptions about human motivation, especially in the workplace. Drawing on decades of psychological research and behavioral science, Pink argues that the traditional carrot-and-stick approach, using rewards and punishments to control behavior, is outdated and often counterproductive. Instead, he proposes that true motivation arises from three intrinsic elements: autonomy, mastery, and purpose. These drivers, Pink contends, fuel more sustainable engagement, better performance, and deeper satisfaction, especially in complex, creative, and emotionally demanding roles. For veterinary practice owners and leaders in the United Kingdom, Drive is more than an intellectual exercise. It offers a transformative framework for rethinking how we manage teams, structure rewards, and build a culture that retains staff and nurtures excellence. Pink opens the book by dividing motivation into three conceptual drives. Motivation 1.0 refers to our basic biological urges: hunger, thirst, and reproduction. Motivation 2.0, the dominant workplace model of the 20th century, focuses on extrinsic rewards. Do this and you'll get that. While this model worked well for repetitive, mechanical tasks in predictable environments, Pink argues that it fails in modern settings that require judgment, empathy, and innovation. Motivation 3.0, the focus of the book, is based on autonomy, mastery, and purpose. These are internal motivators that emerge when people are given space, challenged appropriately, and connected to something meaningful. The first pillar, autonomy, refers to the desire to direct our own lives. Pink explains that people are not resistant to accountability, but to control. When individuals have the ability to choose how they work, when they work, and with whom, their engagement increases significantly. This has profound implications for veterinary practices, where clinicians, nurses, and support staff often work long hours under pressure. Rigid rotas, micromanagement, and overly prescriptive protocols can diminish morale and performance. Pink suggests that autonomy-supportive environments lead to more energy, better problem-solving, and stronger retention. In a veterinary context, this might include giving vets flexibility in their consult lengths, allowing nurses to design their own patient care checklists, or enabling receptionists to test different ways of managing client flow. It could also involve involving staff in decisions about protocols, pricing, or communication processes, encouraging ownership and input, rather than issuing top-down directives. Autonomy does not mean chaos. Pink is clear that structure still matters, but the structure should be built around principles and outcomes, not micromanaged procedures. The second pillar, mastery, is the urge to get better at something that matters. Pink draws on research that shows how people enter a state of flow when they are working on tasks that are just on the edge of their current abilities, challenging but achievable. In such states, time falls away, focus increases, and satisfaction deepens. The implication is that people are most motivated when they are continually improving, not when they feel stuck, bored, or overwhelmed. For veterinary practices, this principle encourages investment in ongoing development. But it is not just about CPD budgets or formal qualifications. Mastery happens when the whole organization supports learning. For example, regular case debriefs, peer mentoring, cross-training between roles, and time set aside for clinical discussion all contribute. Encouraging staff to stretch into new areas, whether that is dental radiography, client education, or leadership skills, keeps the workplace dynamic and personally rewarding. Pink also notes that mastery is a mindset. It requires what psychologist Carol Dweck calls a growth mindset, the belief that abilities are not fixed, but can be developed through effort and feedback. Veterinary leaders can model and reinforce this by how they give feedback, respond to mistakes, and talk about progress. The third pillar, purpose, is the desire to do something that has meaning beyond oneself. Pink notes that in environments where people feel connected to a cause or mission, motivation naturally rises. This is particularly relevant in the veterinary profession, where many people are drawn by a sense of vocation. But purpose must be nurtured. If the daily grind becomes disconnected from the larger why, people burn out. If financial pressure overrides patient care, or if staff are treated as resources rather than partners, the sense of purpose erodes. In the UK veterinary context, where stress, attrition, and moral injury are real concerns, purpose must be consciously embedded in culture. This means articulating the mission clearly, why the practice exists beyond profit. It might be to improve animal welfare in the local community, to educate and empower pet owners, or to provide compassionate care that honors the bond between clients and their animals. Leaders must then ensure that everyday actions reflect that mission. Purpose is not a slogan on a wall, it is how complaints are handled, how mistakes are reviewed, how pricing is explained, and how staff are treated. When purpose is authentic and alive, it becomes a powerful unifying force. A particularly relevant section of the book deals with the misuse of extrinsic rewards. Pink explains that financial incentives, bonuses, commissions, and pay-per-performance schemes can backfire when applied to tasks requiring creativity or emotional nuance. These rewards can narrow focus, encourage short-termism, reduce intrinsic motivation, and even increase unethical behavior. In veterinary practices, this is a critical insight. Many practices tie vet pay to revenue generation or use productivity bonuses to encourage certain behaviors. While this can increase output in the short term, it can also distort clinical judgment, damage team trust, and harm client relationships. Pink does not argue against fair pay. He supports what he calls baseline rewards, pay that is adequate and fair, removing money as a source of anxiety. But beyond that, he urges caution. Motivation 3.0 requires moving from if-then rewards, if you do this, then you get that, to now that rewards, now that you've done something great, here's a gesture of appreciation. The difference is subtle but significant. The latter preserves autonomy and recognizes effort, rather than trying to control behavior. For example, thanking a nurse for spotting a medication error or rewarding a receptionist's innovation in streamlining bookings can be far more effective than tying pay directly to performance targets. Pink also offers practical guidance for fostering autonomy, mastery, and purpose in real organizations. He recommends giving people autonomy over task, time, technique, and team. What they do, when they do it, how they do it, and who they do it with. In a veterinary practice, this might mean flexible shift patterns, input into new technology adoption, or autonomy in managing difficult client situations. He also discusses FedEx days, named after the idea that something should be delivered overnight, where staff take a day to work on any project they choose, then share the results. Such initiatives not only boost morale but often lead to unexpected improvements in systems, culture, or client service. To support mastery, Pink encourages clear goals, immediate feedback, and celebration of progress. Leaders should focus not only on outcomes, e.g., number of consults, but also on process improvement and personal development. Small wins, learning a new software tool, improving a skill, or managing a tricky conversation, should be recognized and shared. This turns the workplace into a place of learning, not just delivery. For purpose, Pink urges leaders to connect daily work to broader meaning. This could be through regular storytelling, sharing a recent case where the team made a life-changing difference, or by inviting clients to share testimonials. It also means aligning policies with values. If the mission is about well-being, but staff are overworked and unsupported, the disconnect will demoralize. If the mission is about education, but CPD is neglected, trust will suffer. Purpose is communicated through consistency. In contrasting motivation 2.0 and 3.0, Pink shows that what worked in the industrial economy does not work in the knowledge and service economy. Veterinary practice today is no longer just about clinical outputs. It is about emotional labor, complex problem solving, team-based care, and adaptability. The motivational systems we use must match that reality. The book also provides insight into self-motivation and personal productivity. For leaders, staying motivated amidst stress and uncertainty is key. Pink suggests structuring your time to align with your intrinsic goals, focusing on progress rather than perfection, and creating regular moments to reconnect with purpose. He draws on evidence from companies like Atlassian, Google, and Zappos to illustrate how motivation 3.0 is not a fantasy. It is already being implemented with measurable results. In applying DRIVE to a veterinary practice in the United Kingdom, the implications are wide-ranging. First, review your current reward systems. Are you using bonuses to drive behavior that should be driven by values? Could you offer more autonomy in how teams work, schedule, or communicate? Second, ask how mastery is supported. Are team members given stretch opportunities and feedback? Is learning embedded in the weekly rhythm of the practice? Third, clarify your purpose and make sure it is visible in your policies, your marketing, and your management. Are you running a business or leading a mission? The difference matters. Finally, Pink's message is one of hope. Motivation is not something to impose or extract. It is something to unlock. When people are given autonomy, opportunities to grow, and a reason to care, they bring their full selves to work. In a profession like veterinary medicine, where emotional resilience and human connection matter as much as technical skill, this approach is not a luxury, it is essential. Practices that adopt Motivation 3.0 will not only perform better, they will become places where people thrive, staff, clients, and patients alike.